And I remember a time, you know, I always talk about, I'm an educator from my heart. So I'm going to talk about education. And some people got offended because I was saying, go to school, go to school, go to school. Was I right? Yes. You should have gone. Hallelujah. I don't back down off that. But my point being, you live a life. You're born again. You put the word of God in your heart. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You pray out everything, everything in the spirit realm. You pray it out till you get the answer. You go back to the word of God and you get an answer. And you know what to do and how to do and when to do. You know how to get out of that situation that you're in. You heard Bishop say when he was building our house many times, he would pray and say, God, what to do? And God would show him what to do. Out here at the church, he would say, God, what to do? And God would show him what to do. I'm sure you have instances in your life. You'll say, God, what to do? And he'll show you what to do. But do it more. Determine, I'm going to pull somebody up. I'm going to help somebody come up to at least to where I am. And hopefully I can catapult them above where I am over into another realm. And they'll be able to reach out and get some other people and catapult them over into another realm. When I tell you things that I do, I don't tell you to brag. Because all I have belongs to Jesus. I went and picked Ruby up for healing class the other day. And I wanted so much to sew this, just this go picking her up and come back. Here comes she's come sticking $20. God keep your money. No. That's her now. She's a giver. But then I thought, hey, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sow it for. And that's exactly what I did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I do. I might not visit you, but if I got some money, you can get some. Hallelujah. Well, she done. Somebody got a penny to put in Toya's hand for me. I'll pay it back. Listen, I'm going to get ready to close. The Lord says, I want you living on the high side. I want you to know who you are. I want you to be always filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, shame is no gain. Miss Ernestine said, I was so ashamed. And then it'll tear you down. It'll keep you from going forward to repent for sin. It'll keep you from getting filled with the Holy Ghost. It'll keep you from the things of God. But no, it's a lie from the enemy. Young people, there are not a whole bunch of them in here. We got to get our young people to church on Sunday morning. But determine that if I have to, as the song says, if I have to go by myself, I'm going. If I have to go by myself, I'm going. If I have to go by myself, I'm staying with Jesus. Older young people, I have to stay with Jesus. When you've got young people, 10 and 12 and 13, and engaging in intimate relationships, we've got to do something as a church. We've got to share the gospel. We've got to get these young moms and these young dads with young children to put the word in them from day one. And it's easy to slip. That's why you got to teach them, stay out of the situation where such things can happen. Stay out of the situation where you are bullying Sally and Joe and whoever it is because they don't have what you have. I remember this happened in Houston. I've done this any number of times for students over the years, the almost 30 years that I worked, but the students were picking on a boy about his clothes. And I looked, and he was wearing a blouse because women's shirts and boys' shirts button differently. But he was clean. And they were picking on him about his no-name shoes and whatever. I left school that day. I went and bought that boy some Nike shoes. I bought him 5 shirts and I think 2 pair of pants. And I presented it to him the next day. After the end, they said, Miss Jones, I don't call his name. Don't remember it right now. He said, you his mama. I said, no, I ain't his mama. God says, and the service was so in tune with what praise and worship, what I had, because I had Psalm 100 originally, and that we were going to praise the Lord, and you did all of that. And we're going to lift him up, and your word of encouragement was so on time and I was going to talk about, and I am going to mention that as a close, God is calling us to unity. Last Saturday, Brother George did the prayer last Saturday and Saturday, but he prayed for a call to unity. And that's what I wanted to preach about one of those times, a call to unity. And God is making a call to unity. So for CFC, if somebody comes and tells you something about us, about your neighbor, about somebody, say, woof, woof. That's what Ivy Hilliard said. Maybe we better get our own word. Say, oink, oink. Because I've decided to go whole hog for Jesus. So if you get a text from me that says, oink, oink, it's got the pig's nose on it, that means I'm going whole hog for Jesus. Yes, I am. So I want you to think about it today. And it's a call to action. And my prayer called to pray with me this morning. And she prayed out everything I said today plus some. But that you will listen to what God is saying and just say, Lord, I obey. And in areas where you're coming short and you just can't seem to get there, that's where you start praying in the Holy Ghost and pick up the word. And pick up the word. And you might not even read well, but, I mean, it's recorded everywhere you turn. You got it on your phone. If I had internet service, I think I got some downloaded without, I could hear and you could start playing the Bible right now. So make sure, first and foremost, and I told you Wednesday night, start asking God. Say, God, for this whole day, I want to make you happy. And then at the end of the day, say, Father, did I make you happy today? And where you find out you didn't make him happy, repent and then do better the next day. And then keep on growing up and keep on reaching out and pulling somebody else up where we all sit together in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. Wherever you are in life, remember, God's mercies are new to you every morning. Father, we thank you so much for the word that has gone forth today, that the people realize how important it is to be born again, how important it is to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and to use that prayer language that you will teach us all things, how important it is for us to take all you've given us through Jesus Christ our Lord, rise up, live in the heavenly places so we can reach down and bring others up to the level where you have raised us, because it's your will that we should all come into the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not your will that any should perish, that we each one, when we stand before you on the day of judgment, that you can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, well done. Thank you, Lord.